Hello and welcome to the YouTube Success Podcast. This is me, Matt Hughes, King of Video. I've still got a cough, it may appear. I'm still not very well. But it's the third episode of this mini-series of content that I'm doing that talks about the signature video content repurposing framework and the content promotion framework. This is all about the content promotion framework. This is my little strategic view of how you will publish and promote your own content. And the content promotion framework, I'm going to do something different in this episode. You know, I've promoted the creator meetup, thecreatormeetup.com is where you'll find it. I've promoted that a little bit to try and get you to come over there because I want more podcast listeners and YouTube viewers to come over and join us in that community. I'm going to put this framework in there as well. So it's another bit of content that I'm saying that you're going to get for coming over and joining us in that community for those small amounts of money that it is. I realized when we're making evergreen content, we shouldn't say the values of stuff because the values often change. So I hope the cost of the community is the same whenever you're listening to this. But what I'm going to do on this episode, it's going to be a very visual episode. I'm going to try and describe it for you podcast listeners as well. But this is the one time I'm going to encourage you to head over to my YouTube channel and watch this episode as a video, because I'm going to share the Excel spreadsheet that I've got in the video, and you'll be able to see it more. I will describe it as we're going through, but you will be able to see it, and it's a little bit more visual, so we're going to go and do that. And so this being the third part of the series of videos that we've got about content repurposing and really maximizing the use of your video content, it's definitely worth listening to the other two episodes. That's the previous two episodes as well. So this is a mini series, really. Now, let's just share this as I'm sharing it. I will encourage you to head over to creatorday.co.uk and join our virtual summit, which is happening in a couple of weeks. And even if it's not happening then, there will be a wait list for the next one. We're doing that twice a year. So head over to creatorday.co.uk for that. All right, I think that's promo. Look, we can do some promo, can't we? You know, most people have adverts and sponsors and all that kind of stuff before these episodes. I'm just doing promo for my own stuff. Why would I send other people to other places? You know, let's promo our own stuff. And we're talking about promo here for the content promotion framework. If you see me looking to the left on my screen, it's because I'm reading from the promotion framework. Maybe I can make eCam a little bit bigger. No, I can't. So I'm going to have to look over there. So apologies for that. So we're talking about the framework. And if you think about all the assets that we created from the previous video, previous podcast episode, you should hopefully be able to look at this and go, yeah, I know exactly where I've got to post all of this stuff. This all makes perfect sense to me. But I'm going to run through it anyway. I'll describe it for you on the podcast. The way it's split out is platform is on the left. Distribution is in the middle. A concatenated version of that is there, just in case you want to see one column to describe it all. And then there's some notes on the right-hand side as well. The notes are really there. Well, we created the notes section to help our media manager understand exactly what we wanted to do. So there's not much in there, but at least the first three columns are filled in. So on the left-hand side, I've got platforms. And if I run down that list of platforms, we've got YouTube, email, blog, Medium, the writing platform, Reddit. I'll explain why Reddit is important later on. Facebook page, profile, groups, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn, stories, and then there's some optionals there. A Facebook page, LinkedIn, and IGTV. I mean, I've not even got TikTok. This is how old this is. Like, we've been using this for a while now because it has IGTV in it. Does anyone remember that? And there's no TikTok on here as well, but I definitely will update this to add in some TikTok on there and some reels and stuff in as well, because I can see now that this is a little bit out of date. But let's just start then. So we've got, and that is, by the way, if you look at that, that is 55 different places where we can take our one signature video and promote it. So imagine what that would do for your YouTube video if you take this strategy and use that content that you've created and promote on these things. So we start with YouTube. So signature video, of course, that goes to YouTube. So that's the first one, platform promotion done. You can put it on there. You've got the second one, which is the YouTube thumbnail. And the thumbnail, of course, is added to that piece of content. And we already talked about how we use that thumbnail to for the blog post, for the featured image, that kind of thing. So although I don't mention that later on when we talk about the blog, actually know that that's a piece of content that we use there. Then we've got the email. So in the previous episode, I talked about the thumbnail being used for multiple things. Actually, this is where we can use it in the email. And I've got two emails listed in this promotion framework. One is the initial promo, but you can also, in a lot of email systems, send another email out to people that didn't read your email within 24 hours. So you could have a little automation that says, right, this is to promote my episode, my podcast episode, my YouTube video. And then after 24 hours, if they've not read the email, because it tracks the email's open rate, send them another email to say, hey, you may have missed it. Here's what you missed, or something like that. And that way you give yourself the best chance of somebody going to watch or listen to your episode. Then we've got the blog post. So we obviously post the blog post, and I've got in the notes there with the YouTube video embedded. Look, the reason why it's amazing to me that people create blog posts off the back of their content, but they don't embed their video. The reason why we do that is because of the way people learn. Some people like to learn by reading. Some people like to learn by watching. And that's the other reason why we create a blog post. Because you might think, well, if we've got a video, why do we need a blog post? Imagine that I don't know where people are going to find me, whether they're going to find me on YouTube, whether they're going to find me via a blog post, by a piece of social content, by clicking some links in my profile. I don't know where they're going to come from. But what I want to do is, wherever they find me then and land, I want them to be able to see the other channels and the socials and be able to see this like connected ecosystem that I've got. So a blog post with a YouTube embedded video is a great way to do this. In the notes there, I've got that we captioned that with Descript. We talked about Descript in the last episode. Then we've got Medium. So I could take that blog post and I could put it on Medium. I might change the content slightly. There's some great tools that you can use online that will, it's like re-spinning your content. So it changes like 20% of the content. You have to read it as well and just proofread it, make sure it still makes sense. But then you could put it on Medium rather than putting it a straight copy onto Medium, because it might see it as a non-original piece of content. Whereas if you spin the content, you could then put it on Medium again with the video in there. And then I want to talk about this little hidden gem of a community called Reddit. Now, Reddit really scares me because I'm 40 years old. I feel like it's a platform that's not for people of my age. And I never really say that because of, you know, people say that about TikTok. And I don't feel like that about TikTok at all. But I just don't quite understand Reddit. And I think when I was a teenager, we used to use forums and bulletin boards and stuff. And I was very, like, on the money. When I speak to my kids, we were like, we created emojis. We created, like, that way of talking, you know, OMG and all that kind of stuff. We created that in forums. When I get to Reddit, I'm like, oh, my God, I feel like what older people must have felt like when they hit those forums, because I just don't quite understand it. So it scares me a little bit. If you feel like that and you're watching this on YouTube, please let me know in the comments. But here's what I can do straight away that will add some SEO juice to my content. And that is, I post the video onto my Reddit profile. So rather than going to put it in a subreddit somewhere, I go and post it just to my profile. So nobody else really gets to see it necessarily, but my profile is public, right? And then what happens is, for some reason, Google is indexing Reddit like by the minute, it feels like. So I post it there, and within a couple of hours, if I search for that piece of content, one of the first places it appears is Reddit in Google. So it's indexing that piece of content. That's got to do something for the SEO ecosystem, right? I really feel like it must do. So Reddit's one of those little hidden gems that you can use to do that. And if you're worried like me, you just post it to your own profile. Then there's the Facebook page. So I've got five different ways, and I'm going to say this for all of these now. So I'm going to talk about the five different ways in which we post to each of these platforms, just so you know. So there's share of the YouTube video direct. So whenever I'm talking about these platforms, how can we do it? Let's do it this way. So I'll say this is the same for Facebook profile, Facebook groups, Twitter, X, Pinterest, Instagram, LinkedIn, and then on stories on those platforms. And we do the same five things on all of those. For some reason, I've only got four of those things on Pinterest, but I'll look at that in a second. So we do the same five things. So we share the YouTube video directly. So this is just taking the video, posting it on the platform, and letting it go. A lot of people talk about the fact that we shouldn't do that on these platforms because they don't like sending traffic to other platforms. I've not found that to be true. If I post a YouTube video, I still get comments on it. On Facebook, for example, I still get comments on it. People still click on it. I still see the traffic coming from Facebook. So whilst they might not like it, they still do promote it. It's still a piece of content you could do on that. I've never been shadow banned for doing that. Doing it once a week is not going to be a big issue, I don't think. You can share your teaser video. So a teaser video is one of the snippets. And when you think about podcast episodes, YouTube videos, a lot of people now are doing these little teasers at the start of the videos. You could create one of those snippets as a teaser, something that's interesting, a bit of juicy content, something that creates curiosity. You can post that onto your profile and then away you go on all of those platforms. Teaser video with a link back to the YouTube video. And it could be a link in the comments, you know, it doesn't have to be a direct link, but it's a teaser video, something that gets them a bit juicy. Share a quote from the video. So the next one is share a quote from the video. So a teaser video could be multiple quotes. It could be a bunch of those different ones. A direct quote could be just one of those. So I'm still thinking about the snippet videos in that same way. Share the thumbnail from the video. So if you want to change up the way in which you're sharing it, and I said about the direct link to YouTube, just share the thumbnail. This is, again, why this thumbnail becomes really, really useful, because the thumbnail in itself should be enough to gather some kind of curiosity, make them think this is the kind of video that I want to watch. Add in the caption or the bit of content that you've got aligned to that thumbnail, and that should be enough to then move them on. And then again, link in the comments to be able to send them to where they've got to go. And you could share the blog post with the video. And this is a link directly to your website. So again, you can take, rather than a direct link to YouTube for the video, you could share a link to the blog post, which then has the video embedded, and then you're sending people to your website. If I was going to do any of these things, and it was just one of those things out of all of them, it's sharing the blog post, which is probably the most important, because you're moving people to your own website, which means that you're gathering that traffic. You can pixel them, Facebook pixel them. You can track them in Google Ads using Google Analytics, and you're taking them to your website. So you could have a pop-up, or you could use something like ConvertBox. I know a lot of this stuff I'm saying might not be, you might not be au fait with it, but they're just all these extra marketing things that you can do in order to bring that traffic, to make use of that traffic more importantly. So sharing the blog post is a really great way to move people over. And then they will discover your YouTube channel. You know, they'll discover your socials. They'll go and follow you if you've got links to those things from your website. But you're bringing that traffic to your website. And again, thinking about this as the series of videos that we talked about, in the signature video I said, you're being strategic with your content. This is how we use strategic promotion of our content to bring more people to our website, to get more sales, to get more leads. And then I've got in there Facebook page, secret source, share link place across multiple groups of interest. So you could, just as another one for groups, is that you could share the post in groups where people might find that thing interesting. So if you're doing a video like I am about content repurposing, I might go to some groups where there's business owners or people that would be interested in content repurposing and say, oh, have you seen this new video? And this is really good. A lot of groups, they'll kick you out for that stuff. But I'm prepared to just try it out and see what happens. You've got to give these things a go. There might be days where you can promote this stuff as well. So you could just hook on those days of the week where they say it's Sunday share day or Saturday share day, whatever. So if you look down that list, we've got the same sort of thing for Twitter. Pretty much all of those is repeated. The same for Pinterest, Instagram. Like Pinterest, I've heard, is a bit of a hidden gem as well, because you can share videos. And the last time I looked, when you shared a YouTube video into Pinterest, they had a play button. So anyone that was in Pinterest, they could just press play and start watching the video straight away. And then the other thing that I saw really, really useful as well is to share the blog post into Pinterest. So it uses your featured image, your graphic, and then people get moved over to from Pinterest to your website. You know, you don't have to do all of these things. And if you're starting out, you know, maybe it's a bit overwhelming to do all of these things. So just pick a couple of the things together. You know, you're doing more than nothing. You're always going to get better results if you're doing something consistently and it's more than nothing. LinkedIn's the same. I've seen the reach on LinkedIn go down a little bit over the last few years. Last few years, probably. Maybe last 12 months, even more so. But again, you can still use this as a platform. If it's a platform you're not using very much, you might not get a lot of reach by posting this stuff once a week on there, but it might just be a few extra people that you wouldn't normally have got into this piece of content. You know, the success of YouTube, yes, we want to be on search and we want to be on recommended, but actually, if you're a business owner and you're trying to convert clients into prospects, into clients, into leads, into sales, it might just be the thing that tips them over the edge. They're seeing you posting this regular content every week on LinkedIn. They're seeing you posting this regular content every week on Instagram. And eventually they go, yeah, you know what? This is the person I trust. I need this thing now. This is a person I trust. I see them posting about it all the time. So posting those things is going to be helpful. And then, of course, I've got stories, but that could be converted into reels and TikToks and stuff as well. I will update this spreadsheet to add some of that content in there. And I think we'll find that there's a lot more we can do with this content as things go forward. All right, so I think that's the content promotion framework. Let me know on YouTube in the comments if you've watched this and you find this helpful. Don't forget to give me a 5-star on the podcast platforms of your choice. You know, I got 2 reviews on Apple for my podcast. We get hundreds of listeners now per week, and yet I've got 2 reviews. How is it that nobody's taking the time out to review us? I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, or am I? But we do need some reviews because it does help us out, so I'd really appreciate that. And don't forget to come and join us at thecreatormeetup.com. We are going to be around forever. I am going to be talking about it forever. It is there for business owners, entrepreneurs, creators, whether you're a new creator, whether you're thinking about becoming a creator, whether you want to create more content, whether you're an existing creator with a big audience. We've got a whole variety of people in that community already, and I'd love to see you over there. All right, my name is Matt Hughes, King Video. Thanks so much for listening or watching, and I'll see you next time. Bye bye.